The National Health Insurance Authority says it is waiting for a final word from government regarding the implementation of the one-time premium. The authority says it held a stakeholders meeting at the latter part of last year and issued a communique urging government to take a second look at the one-time premium. The Deputy Corporate Affairs Manager of the NHIA, Ahmed Okwami, told George Asikri that the authority has also restructured its salary system and workers are now satisfied.
The one-time premium proposal is a government proposal. It did not originate from the National Health Insurance Authority. Whatever the government says, we will implement. We are still waiting for the final word from the government on this issue of one-time premium. On the 20th and 21st of December, the authority held a stakeholders meeting, and the issue of one-time premium came up. At the end of the two-day session, the communique issued by all the stakeholders was that government should take a second look at the proposal to implement a one-time premium. The president himself was at the closing session on the 21st. The communique was read and then handed over to him. So the authority would be waiting for government final reaction on the proposal.
Granted that government gives the go-ahead, is the authority well positioned financially, logistical and in terms of human resource to carry out the program?
Administrative aspects of the implementation are well within the competencies of the authority. The financial implication has been well documented and presented to government, and I believe government will take a hard look at the recommendations on the implementation of the...
Prior to the elections, there were concerns that some hospitals were not recognizing patients who were using the NHIS cards. Do you still get such reports?
The unwarranted attack on the scheme by the New Patriotic Party during the electioneering period. It was the most unfortunate occurrence, particularly concerning the health of the people. It is true that the scheme as a human institution faces a number of challenges. The scheme is doing well. You go to any hospital or clinic, not less than 80% of the people, the patients that you find there, are National Health Insurance card.
Members of staff of the National Health Insurance Scheme are not under the single span salary pay policy, and there are concerns that for many years now they have not had salary increment. What is the authority doing about this?
Since the inception of the scheme in 2003, it was only last year that we have a well-structured staff salary system, and we have started implementing a new salary structure just last year, and I believe a lot of staff are happy. We are not under the single span pay policy. We negotiate our own salaries. At any rate, we are able to compare what we earn with what those on the single span salary also earn to see what the disparities are. And I don't think that we are disadvantaged.
There's also the issue of transfer. Is it flexible for, say, a scheme manager or claims manager to be transferred, say, from Tumu to Sunyani?
In the past, they used to be unitary schemes. Act 852, which was passed towards the end of last year, makes the scheme one unitary scheme under the National Health Insurance Authority. So nobody is being employed by any single scheme anymore.
Okay.
So the 150 and 155 scheme offices we have around the country, anybody can be transferred.
You heard the Deputy Corporate Affairs Manager of NHIA, Ahmed Okwami, talking to George Asikri.